This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. You're welcome to join us here. The toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have waiting for you on the site. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Here in the studio with you tonight, it's Ian
and Chris
and Daryl.
Of course, you can bring up anything you want. That's the point of the show. But we always bring stuff to the table to talk about that you might find interesting. So to start things out, we've got a story that I mentioned the other night, but we never got to, about this God-robot religion. You know, we're on the cusp of some what I think is going to be very obviously intelligent artificial intelligence. How close that is, I don't know, but I would imagine it's sooner than we probably think. And according to the Daily Star in the UK, they are predicting that there will be a god robot that will be worshipped by millions of people.
All right, so I've first got a question.
Yeah.
Will this be, like, serious actual worship of the god robot, or will it be like the Pastafarian, it's one big giant troll sort of thing?
That's an excellent question. I imagine.
And does it really make a difference?
Well, I don't have an answer for you there because we haven't seen this yet, but former Google and Uber engineer Anthony Lewandowski founded AI Bases Religion, the way of the future, so people can worship a godhead robot that is a billion times smarter than humans. I mean, we already know that Google, as far as like its search capability, is, if you think about it as like a human mind, it can store a heck of a lot more information, it seems, than any one of us can. He wants to create a new church that revolves around artificial intelligence and has people worshiping at the feet of a super machine and tech experts. Now, maybe that's the Daily Star's interpretation of this. And tech experts have said humans are likely to accept the robot as a higher being. John Mitchell, a lawyer and AI expert, said human beings in general tend to worship supreme understanding. Now, of course, this is supreme understanding programmed by man, which is a little different than sort of the idea of God, which many religions believe is separate from man. I don't personally, but a lot do.
So I'm wondering, and I don't know how to formulate my thought here into some kind of coherent thing, so I don't want to sound like Ricky or Ralph or Sarah, but are they saying that as soon as the AI is developed, there's going to be a religion surrounding it?
Well, apparently this guy already created one.
Or are they saying that, you know, like 20, 30, 40, 50 years later, you know, like somebody's going to build a shrine to Alexa?
Well, I mean, they're saying this guy has already formed a cult. We can look into that a little bit further here. It's called Way of the Future. Now, I haven't even gone to Google this. Maybe you want to look for it. The founder is Anthony Lewandowski, and we can get deeper into that here. He explained, or this is Mitchell. This is the attorney who's a supposed AI expert. He claims the same drive that compels people to believe in God and follow religions will work for artificial intelligence. He says that, quote, "We believe there must be some higher power that causes lightning, sunsets, and crashing waves, or at least speaks to the bottom of our beings rather than ignore them as ho-hum background." Dr. Stephen Thaler, the president and CEO of Imagination Engines and an AI and consciousness expert, has claimed people rely on AI to provide solutions to society's problems, saying that, quote, "An AI would provide the equivalent of a messiah, having many orders of magnitude more processing elements than the brain, enabling it to gift us with solutions to the most daunting social, political, economic, and environmental challenges." Now, it sounds like he's talking about here what Ray Kurzweil, who's now working for Google, had talked about oh, crap, it's escaping me now. The singularity, that's what it is, when human intelligence is outclassed, basically, by machine intelligence, that you reach a certain point at which the machine intelligence or the AI is able to upgrade itself. It no longer needs human input in order to get better. Now, Chris, have you been following at all what Kurzweil has been doing?
I have not.
Transhumanism and all of that?
No, I just kind of... I don't know. I don't have a whole heck of a lot of interest in it. The closest I get to the whole church thing is the Church of Emacs.
Well, no, Kurzweil isn't religious. I don't know what his religion is.
He's
a futurist who is predicting that machine intelligence... I'm surprised you're not familiar with it, but the singularity, the idea that machine intelligence will eclipse...
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying I'm not familiar with it at all, just yeah. I don't really follow it.
So it's probably going to be pretty significant at some point in our lives with people kind of having to make the decision, do you want to augment yourself with cybernetics, basically, with machine intelligence, with AI, if those, you know, surgeries or whatever they would need to be, additions to our bodies,
well,
become
now
more
you're
available.
Talking transhumanism, right. Not artificial intelligence, which is something completely different.
They're related, though. Transhumanism is something that will become possible once you get to this level of the singularity, right?
Do you even need, like, a surgical situation? I mean, don't we already have sort of some non-surgical...
Well, we already have surgical solutions, like heart pacemakers, for instance. I mean, that's one that's been around for a long
time. Bionic arms.
Yeah, okay. I guess it's... I don't know. I think more of, like...
RoboCop.
You know, controlling a cursor on the screen with your mind or something like that, but just,
right.
You know, more...
That's got to be coming. I mean, that's got to be...
Well, you know, it's here. I mean, they're using it... I think it's already here, from what I understand, and they're using it with people who are, you know, critically injured.
Yeah.
In hospitals.
How advanced is it? Because I know that I'd seen something years ago where they hooked up a rat to a video game, and the rat was able to control the game through its mind, which was pretty far out. I mean, I don't know if it was true,
my understanding is that, I mean, they're using it on people,
yeah.
And it's working.
That's awesome.
And that's, you know, I'm not, it sounds like it takes some effort to actually, like, figure out and, like, make it work and do well, and then it's kind of, like, really slow in terms of communication, but...
I mean, so think about the idea of transhumanism, right? So you've got people who want to augment themselves, as I understand it, please, if you're a transhumanist and you know it better, call in and... explain it better than I can, but people who want to augment themselves with technology, if that technology is actually being designed by artificial intelligence and the technology allows you to double your lifespan, for instance, you know, some sort of nanobots that, you know, come into your bloodstream and, you know, make you stronger or whatever, more resilient, then it would make sense what one of these guys is suggesting here, that people are going to have some level of reverence or worship. Maybe some people would worship that technology that basically extended their lifespan.
Right, but I'm on the website for the Way of the Future Church, and he's not talking about transhumanism.
Yeah, I know. I understand that. This is all wrapped in together. Now, if you want to talk about what he's saying, that's certainly fine. So
yeah, so the website, wayofthefuture.church, and it's just what's this all about? Things we believe. I'm not going to read all of it because it's a big, huge, giant wall of text.
Wow.
But jumping down, we believe the creation of super intelligence is inevitable, mainly because after we recreate it, we will be able to tune it, manufacture it, and scale it. We don't think there are ways to actually stop this from happening, nor should we want to, and that this feeling of we must stop this is rooted in 21st century anthropomorphism, similar to humans thinking the sun rotated around the earth in the not-so-distant past. Then he's got some more stuff. We believe everyone can and should help. You don't need to know how to program or donate money. The changes that we think should happen need help from everyone to manifest themselves. We believe it may be important for machines to see who is friendly to their cause and who is not. We plan on doing so by keeping track of who has done what to help the peaceful and respectful transition. We also believe this might take a very long time. He doesn't say.
Yeah, okay.
Sounds probably like transition to worshiping robots.
Yeah, he hasn't gotten to that part yet. I want to hear more about the worship
the
of,
final
of
sentence.
AI.
We also believe this might take a very long time. It won't happen next week, so please go back to work and create amazing things.
Okay, that doesn't sound like much of a religion to me, but let's
continue.
Sounds
like people worshipping like Apple or Google or something like that.
In moments. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. What was their site again?
Wayofthefuture.church.
All right, we'll come back with more, and you can bring up what you want on Free Talk Live. Would you worship a robot?
No.
Or AI?
I got my Blink home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one. Plus, an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. Blinkprotect.com/FTL. Blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Dash is digital cash, a digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash and help us build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at dash.org. That's dash.org.
Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining, but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you, like I did. Just visit pool.bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at pool.bitcoin.com.
Shop online and support Free Talk Live. Every purchase you make at shop.freetalklive.com helps spread a message of liberty. From shop.freetalklive.com, you can shop at places like Walmart, Newegg, Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, Omaha Steaks, HostGator, and more. Plus, you can get discounts on web hosting, legal documents, or pretty much anything using saveatpurse.com. Just bookmark the link and help Free Talk Live while shopping online. Thank you for shopping with shop.freetalklive.com.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial toll free here. Bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450 free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Skype username lrn.fm. Here tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And Daryl.
Also, do want to let you know about the Blink Home Security System. Looking for a good gift for loved ones this holiday season? You can actually give them the gift of the Blink Home Security System, and you can get them set up within moments, within minutes of the package arriving, because it's a battery-operated wireless camera system, and it works, and it's very affordable. In fact, you can get three Blink cams for about the price of what some of the other guys will charge you for one security camera in one of those bigger security systems. You go to blinkprotect.com/FTL. That's blinkprotect.com/FTL to go and get your Blink Home Security System. Our toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Your thoughts on sort of the rise of AI, and one guy's prediction, or at least a few people's predictions here, according to the Daily Star in the UK, that humans at some point, some of them, will worship artificial intelligence. They will worship robots. They'll worship some sort of internet AI robot god that has more, more smarts or knowledge or ability than humans, and that they will worship it. Of course, the other side of that is that some people will fear it, right? So some people are going to fear robots and intelligence like that, artificial intelligence, and they will, you know, perhaps rally against allowing robots to have access to certain things that they, you know, don't today, or be against robots entirely, you know, be against their development as a threat to humanity. You know, they've seen too many movies, basically, that they think that Terminator 2's Judgment Day is going to become a reality.
So do you think that Centennial Man will ever wind up actually becoming a thing?
I'm not familiar with that. Isn't that the Robin Williams movie?
Yeah, where he was the robot, and then he wanted to become a real boy, and wound up getting rights as a human, and then died.
Okay, yeah. Was it a good movie?
I don't remember anything other than he wanted to be a real boy after like 1,000 years as a robot.
Was he the only robot in the movie, or were there other ones that also had rights?
There were other robots.
There were other robots, yeah. But they didn't have, like, he wound up being the test case can robots be legal persons?
And that's going to be something that, I mean, they're already addressing that. We had that story about the female-looking robot. She's like a top half, basically. It's sort of a torso. Sophia, I think, was her name. Anyway, she was brought to...
Oh, yeah, she was given... Saudi Arabia, where she was given more rights than a bunch of Muslims from other parts of the world.
She was...
Not to mention women from all over the world.
Wasn't she granted citizenship?
Yes.
I think it was.
And she was not required to wear a hijab or have a male accompany her.
Well, she doesn't have hair.
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
Doesn't matter.
Okay. Yeah, I understand. But she's also not a Muslim.
Doesn't matter.
Okay. Yeah, I guess some of those governments over there are, they're going to enforce
that
on everybody.
Any female that's in public must have a male companion with her. She must have...
Well, she doesn't have genitals, so technically she's not a she.
They are recognizing her as a woman.
I understand. Like I said, we're already to these issues, right? Like, these are already happening here in the year 2017. According to the Daily Star, some experts think AI will be so advanced it won't actually want to be worshipped by people. Author and consultant Peter Scott said, quote, "I would expect the artificial intelligence that evolves in the next 50 years to be very rational and, if conscious, not want to be worshipped." So you may have robots saying, whoa, I don't deserve this.
It seems like AI is just so overrated. It's like we have some like basic pattern recognition going on, right, and we're like calling it AI.
So you're saying AI hasn't gotten much better than like video game AI from the 1990s or even today?
That's not even really AI.
Opponents run out in front of you and you shoot them, that kind of thing. Like, not very intelligent.
But that's not even really AI.
What is AI?
Like, Alexa and Siri aren't AI, but people think they kind of are.
Okay, what defines AI? If those things aren't AI...
Most of that's just pattern recognition. I mean, it's the same thing, you know, it's like a search engine.
Is it only AI if it can pass the Turing test?
I'm not sure exactly what,
people that aren't aware, what is the Turing test?
As I understand it, it is a set of questions that you should ask, or maybe it's not a specified set, but questions that must be asked of a thing purporting to be intelligence in order to determine whether or not it is, basically. That, you know, is it actually likely to be an intelligence, or is it some sort of robot with pre-programmed responses? I don't know if that's the best.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've done any AI kind of stuff, and I did some AI. Okay, so I sort of did some AI stuff in college, and it wasn't really AI, but it's along that route. It's because it's the problem is most of what you're doing is basically just pattern recognition.
Isn't that really what learning is? So, like, you and I, 20 years ago, when we were in school, when we're learning various things, aren't we basically just learning patterns?
I am not in a position right now to debate it, because it's been so long since I remember, like, it's just been so long for me. I don't...
Yeah, like when you're learning multiplication tables, you're, you know, picking up on patterns of 5 and 5 and 5 is 15.
For sure. And if you look at you know, our senses, we're picking up patterns, right? Like when you look at things, you're seeing visual stimulation.
AI is more than just pattern recognition.
Well, what is it, then?
I guess before we define what artificial intelligence is, we have to come to terms with what actual intelligence is.
I'm going to have to defer to the dictionary on that one. I don't know if I could even put that one into words. That's an interesting question. The toll-free number, if you want to join us here, is 855-450-FREE if you want to weigh in on this or anything that's on your mind.
Definition of intelligence, the ability to acquire and apply knowledge and skills.
Robot could do that.
And then under synonyms, they say...
There's no doubt robots are already skilled, so they got that down. And
judgment,
then,
reasoning, understanding, comprehension.
Yeah, there's nothing in there about feelings, right? That's like feelings. If you watch the television and movies about robots, it's usually a lot of the plot lines is they're trying to, you know, generate emotions and know what it's like to be a human being. But feeding a robot knowledge, that's no problem. And having it recognize patterns. So I agree with you. I think that it has to do with when people will be calling it AI is when they can't tell the difference. And that's what the Turing test is all about, can you tell the difference between a robot and a human being? And if you cannot, you've passed the Turing test. And so, and since when I've asked you, well, what is artificial intelligence? You can't answer the question.
I'm not. It's like I said.
Is it like the old court decision on pornography? I'll know it when I see it.
No, it's not. It's not that. It's just.
You know it when you see it?
I've had discussions in the past, with other computer science people,
yeah.
And it's. I just haven't had a conversation so long and really haven't looked into it, and it's just one of those things I remember going back thinking I'm working on AI, and then I realized I'm not really working on AI.
But you wouldn't know what it looked like if you were working on AI.
not right now, no.
Here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Can you define... or will you know what artificial intelligence is, and how do you know? It's Free Talk Live.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effect of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Anarchapulco is coming up, and it's going to be here before you know it, 2 months away. So if you want to start making your plans, you ought to do that now. Go and get your tickets for the 4th annual Anarchapulco happening at the Princess Resort in Acapulco, Mexico. Mark and I had the pleasure of going there last year and broadcasting from the event, and it was fantastic. Now, it was at a different location, but it was at one of the sister hotels of the Princess. So, looking forward to going to this. It's going to be fantastic. February 15th through the 18th. Plenty of great speakers. Also, live music, parties, networking, pretty much everything that you'd expect from a really killer libertarian anarchist gathering. You go to anarchapulco.com, get your tickets there. There's also other events that are happening sort of in tandem with or just in front of or behind the event, including a health and wellness retreat, Change Media University with Luke Radowski, the Amazonian ceremonies that they have, and Cryptopulco. Now, Cryptopulco is included in the main event. The others are a little bit extra. So go to anarchapulco.com. You can use code FTL, like Free Talk Live, to get 10% off the main event. That's code FTL. over at anarchapulco.com, February 15th through the 18th. We will look forward to seeing you there. As we go to the phones, to the phone, we can talk more about artificial intelligence and whether or not people are going to actually worship AI or and or robots in the future. Ricky, what? How do you weigh in on the issue of artificial intelligence?
Oh, well, brother Ian, I weigh in that now in the case of, like, say, something like Cortana, see a very different AI that I approve of. Now, she could be very elaborate if they push the button again. All right, whatever. You jackasses laugh.
No, I'm laughing at you because you are such a Microsoft pusher. I mean, you always push the Microsoft products. How much stock do you own in Microsoft?
I own none, but see, Google's somebody that concerned me because Google.
But Microsoft doesn't concern you.
No, Google. That yeah, they don't bother me. I'm not worried about them. I know them.
Even though it's been shown that Microsoft has like a back door they programmed into Skype for the NSA or something like that.
Can I tell you something, Ian? You don't know as much as you think you do. It's been shown, but see, here's the thing. Also been shown. There's been stated.
Well, I know I don't know that much. I mean, I'm just a person. I'm not an AI god.
Right, there has been status sympathizers on your show, so that being said, I take protest.
I don't get the point.
Well, here, Microsoft, here's the thing. Propaganda. You know,
you're saying it's just propaganda? It's just lies that Microsoft would work with the U.S. government?
Yeah, because it's even...
You don't buy it, do you, Chris?
No, not at all.
Why not?
Chris.
They're
Chris,
all working. Back. They're all working with the government. Every single organization, they're the biggest...
What about Linux?
Yeah, even the Linux companies
really?
Behind Linux are working. Yeah, and here's why. Yeah, because think about who's got the most amount of money that they're spending on technology or pretty much
government.
Anything. Government. So you're going to, even if you're not forced to, you're going to cooperate because it's in your financial interest. What is a company out to do? It's to make money. That's like the fundamental principle of any kind of business. So
that's what we'll ease into, just making money. Now, can I ask you something?
You just did, but you can ask me another something.
All right. Now, the fact of the matter is I really wanted to talk tonight about something spiritual. You know, that tie into your
You're way off. I say you're way off this time, son.
What's that?
Let's see. You call yourself a pantheist.
Panentheist. But, yeah, pantheist is also, you know, pretty decent. Go
well,
ahead.
I'm a Gnostic. Now... Well, are you really a pantheist, or you just...
Well, I'm a panentheist, but, yeah, they're close.
Okay, now why do you call yourself that? That's an almost Gnostic as far as I'm concerned. Why do you call yourself that?
Because that's what I believe. That the panentheist is somebody that believes that everything is basically God, and everything that doesn't exist is also God. So it's sort of a metaphysical version of a pantheist.
That's correct in part. Now, that's a very small piece of a very bigger picture. Now, I'm Gnostic, so I understand
What does
that
it mean
picture.
To be Gnostic? I want to hear you explain that, because I don't honestly know.
Well, now the...
And Daryl's going to compare your explanation to a real definition. So let's get Ricky's definition of Gnostic.
I don't even think this is funny.
Oh, I think it's all very interesting. Let's go on.
Oh, so that being said,
yeah.
Now there are variants of Gnostics, but it's pure
sure.
sense. In the pure sense, let's go back 2,000 years ago to those Gnostics, the time of Christ. Now... Those are sympathizers in the sense that they do embrace the Christ as far as his teachings. But see, Gnostics were known as mystics. There are very little difference between Gnostics and the high priests. See, it's all about the knowledge. And, you know, they said to the high priest, you guys bad guys, you know. And they say, you take the knowledge and you keep it from the people. You lie to the people.
Okay, all right. That doesn't really tell me what a Gnostic believes. So what you're saying is, let me see if I've understood you. You said the Gnostic believes in knowledge.
Right, the true
But
knowledge.
They're mystics as well. So they believe in, like, the metaphysical, mysticism.
The occult and various other things I could. Occult, a very
Daryl, how's he
term.
Doing so far on a definition of Gnostic?
He's used a bunch more words than what I see here.
What do you got there?
The word Gnostic comes from gnosis, which refers to knowledge based on personal experience or perception. In a religious context, it's a mystical or esoteric knowledge based on direct participation with the divine. In most Gnostic systems, the sufficient cause of salvation is the knowledge of the divine.
Mm, okay, so you cut out the middleman as a Gnostic. You don't have a preacher. You have direct connection with God. Yeah. That's the idea.
If I made the model,
I like that, Ricky. That's a better explanation. Thank you.
Here's a motto of the Gnostics, and this got them in a lot of trouble 2,000 years ago. They were called heretics.
You're cutting out the priesthood. I mean, that's going to get them in trouble.
Well, worse than that, they're pouring out for the scum they are. Now, here's the thing.
That'll also get you in trouble.
Only by getting in touch with the divinity within all of us, only then can yourself truly be divine. That's like the Gnostic creed. You know, I mean, that's where it all come from. You know, and that was considered heresy, and still is. I mean, still is. Gnostics, the good thing is there are people who don't even believe we exist. You know? So, yeah, I got going.
I say that bar is just like a tattoo. Gets under your skin.
Can you hear
that? I remember Dad mentioned to me about Gnostics a long time ago, and I have avoided this, because he asked me a point-blank question. And, Daryl, I got to love you. I know you got a bad memory, so, you know, but that was a serious question, and Gnostics don't lie.
What question?
Oh, come on.
What, do you expect me to remember a question you asked Daryl however many months or weeks or days ago it was?
Yes.
When was this that you asked him this?
A couple years ago.
Yeah, well, but there's no way in hell. How do you even know what question you asked?
Because he keeps a log of everything he's ever called about.
Just, wow.
I remember everything. I don't use the archives.
That's amazing. You know, you are a very special man, Ricky, and I appreciate the call tonight. Thank you for making it. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE.
Well, hog gravy and chitlins.
It doesn't work as much when he's not imitating Jefferson Davis, so I don't
know.
Well,
he was still doing the weird southern accent thing, partly. It was coming and going.
But we did find a foghorn, leghorn soundboard, or it's not really a soundboard, but it's a list of playable files in a long list, and that should be fun. For the future. The toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE like freedom. Did you see the thread on the Free Talk Live forum where they've got, I mean, the picture thread of people's interpretations of what people like Ricky and Sarah,
it's
some of the...
been a while since I've gone there, but yeah, I've seen that thread.
Yeah, it's still going. There's still posts going to that thread, and I think it's probably one of the best threads on the Free Talk Live forum at the moment. Somebody actually said in there, Land Don says, I need someone to dig up some video of Sarah in one of her 50 TV appearances, because Sarah, who's one of our regular callers from New Mexico, announced recently that she was a television star because she had been on dozens of episodes of some sort of...
community access thing. She also claimed that the mayor unilaterally banned the community access channel or something.
She did say that. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up what you want, artificial intelligence, or whatever's on your mind goes here on Free Talk Live. Also, still to come here tonight, the word of the year. Daryl has it for us. Coming up on Free Talk Live.
From the first letter of Captain Mark. History is full of flowery documents claiming to limit the power of the crown, but these poetic social contracts have been impotent to prevent the predation. Limited government is a lie they use to keep us submissive. The crown cannot be trusted to abide by its founding charters, nor its treaties, nor even its own rules. The essence of the crown is centralized violence, and I've had enough. That's why I raised my black banner. I am no revolutionary. My aim is not to reset the cycle of violence, but to break it. My aim is an evolved society, invisible to the crown. Not a new hierarchy, but decentralized networks with no central figure for the crown to target. If you want your servile life, keep it. But we will not submit to the crown's agenda. And when you are ready to stop being its beast of burden, ready for adventure and opportunity, join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free and join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. And the Skype username is lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Chris.
And Daryl.
And, of course, you can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com. We've got the AMP program that will allow you to help us get on more radio stations. We can talk about the ideas of liberty and peace and cryptocurrency and things like that on in your local market, perhaps. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com. We've got over 160 great stations today. There's no reason why we couldn't have 300, 400 stations. It's just, it takes time, it takes money, and
one
we appreciate
1 million stations.
That's not possible, but, well, it could be possible if there were that many pirate radio transmitters, but you would never have a million licensed transmitting stations. I don't know how many there are, but I don't think there's much more than like 700 or 800 talk stations in the United States. And a lot of those, you can't even get them on the phone.
Right.
Because they don't even have a phone, or their phone just rings.
Are they just relays or something?
They have no website. No, it's just people who don't know how to run a business. Somehow manage to stay in business without actually running a business or something.
They've got like three sales guys. Nobody's the program director, and the office is never open because the three sales guys are always out on the road making sales calls.
You know, since we're talking about radio, you actually had a story tonight, Chris, that is related to the radio business, not in the United States, but Norway, was it?
Yeah, Norway has become the first country to switch off FM radio.
Yeah, when I heard that headline, I was like, say what? And then I thought, oh, they probably are flipping to complete digital transmission.
Exactly.
So they're still on the FM band, but they're not, like, I'm guessing they're probably, because I know that here in the United States, and the systems aren't the same between the countries.
I'm not so sure about that,
really,
because I know with the televisions that wasn't the case.
They did
right?
move bandwidth with TV. That's true.
So I mean, I don't know. I don't think the article said anything about, like, what happened, but in that regard, in that technical context.
Yeah, so what is happening there?
So, let's see. The FM broadcaster at, let's see here. No, I'm sorry. Just the headline for the picture. Norway on Wednesday completed its transition to digital radio, becoming the first country in the world to shut down national broadcasts of its FM radio network, despite some grumblings. As scheduled, the country's most northern regions and the... I'm not even going to try to pronounce that. In the Arctic, switched to digital audio broadcasting, DAB, in the late morning, said... Again, not going to try and pronounce it, which groups Norway's public and commercial radio. The transition, which began on January 11th, allows for a better sound quality, a greater number of channels, and more functions, all at a cost 8 times lower than FM radio, according to the authorities.
Not that the average listener cares about the costs, right? I mean, this is more of a business kind of thing that, it's cheaper to do this because you can put more channels into more or less space, basically.
Yeah,
and right. And we should probably explain how that's possible.
Well, without getting too technical, it's possible through compressing audio, sort of in the same way that MP3, that many people are familiar with the MP3 format, that is a compressed form of audio, meaning that the full audio feed goes through this compressor, which takes out certain information and leaves in certain information in order to reduce the amount of information in the file. The higher the compression rate is, the lower the rate is, the worse it's going to sound, because more and more audio quality has to basically get ripped out of it order to store it at smaller and smaller files.
Yeah, you may actually, anybody who's got digital cable television might notice that certain channels don't come in as well.
Right,
and you get kind of artifacts and stuff. Yeah. Well, that's because they overcompress the video feeds.
Correct.
And you can actually see it, but then your main channels are probably not as compressed. But interestingly, what most people don't know is over-the-air television actually isn't as compressed as cable television. So it used to be like in the 80s, everybody would switch to cable to get a better signal. Well, now the exact reverse is actually possible if you switch to
depends. And also on satellite, satellite has been using compressed video for decades.
It
didn't used to be way back in the day when everybody had those big C-band dishes that you might remember from like the 1980s.
Oh yeah, the big giant 6-foot, 8-foot, 10-foot things.
Yeah, you could actually pull down, I think, analog video with that, but that went away pretty fast once they brought in this compression technology. You can now have much smaller dishes. We talk about our free-to-air system where Free Talk Live is live on satellite over North America, Central America, Sub-Saharan Africa. And we're using pretty old tech compression. I think it's MPEG-2, which is like from the 1990s. But that's just kind of the satellite business, is if it ain't broke, don't fix it. You can transmit with newer technology, like MP4, which is a more recent variant on the MPEG tech. But not everybody with older set boxes is going to be able to receive that. So it's like, if you want the majority of the world...
common denominator sort of thing.
Right. So, like, poor people in Africa probably don't have the latest MP4 decoding boxes, so it's not going to do you as good to put a HD quality television signal up there when only a fraction of the potential receivers would be able to decode that. So what they're doing in Norway, to come back around to the original story, is... they probably had a transition phase where they had digital audio broadcasting and FM, and now the government's finally saying, okay, that's it. We're shutting down FM. We're going digital only.
I'm not sure, but if it's on the same... If it's on the FM...
Yeah, I don't know if it's on FM. I don't know enough about DAB.
Then I would think that they didn't do that, but I don't know.
But again, right now, there's...
The article doesn't really say.
HD signals that are broadcast on FM... in the U.S., so you've got, like, here in Keene, 103.7. HD2 is a completely different thing than just 103.7, so it's still kind of on the FM, but it's digital at the same time.
Yeah, I mean they've had digital audio broadcasting for a long time, so I don't think it's what you're saying or suggesting is that they're just flipping the switch to it now. They've probably been running it for quite a while, either alongside of if it's on the same frequencies or to completely different frequencies.
Yeah,
they've had DAB since the 1990s.
Because happened here when television went from broadcasting analog to the digital signals to where there was that period of time where they were doing both and then, all right, cutting off the analog. And that whole thing, most people don't realize it was Clinton that signed the legislation forcing the digital broadcasting.
Oh.
But it got implemented under Bush, and so people blamed Bush. But Bush wound up doing the thing of, here's a voucher for a digital converter box thing.
So the government of Norway, according to Wikipedia, announced back in 2015 that they will officially switch off FM broadcasting in apparently January of this year, so a little bit later than maybe they'd originally intended. It became the first country in the world to announce an official switch-off date for FM broadcasting. The initial conditions laid by the government was found to be fulfilled in January of 2015 to facilitate this transition. And then they go down the list of what the requirements were for them to say, all right, it's time. After 2017, it says here small local stations will have the option to continue FM broadcasting. The criteria for exactly which stations will have this opportunity will be specified by 2015, so a little bit out of date there. The report leaves it to the broadcasters to choose between different types of DAB transmissions. So we don't have this in the United States. We have something called HD radio, which is a super confusing technology for people. Most people who have HD radio don't know that they have it, and most people don't have it at all.
Is that different? That must be different from satellite radio, correct?
Yes. We're talking about here is local terrestrial broadcast radio.
Right. That's my understanding. Right. That's my understanding of what this is.
Yes.
And I'm not sure. I've heard of HD radio, but there's been satellite radio for probably longer, much longer than
that. Two completely different things.
They're very different.
Well, they're both digital, though, right?
They are. Well, HD actually stands for hybrid digital, and so it means that you can listen on a old radio, so it's sort of like a soft fork almost for radio. It's backwards compatible, meaning that anybody with an old radio would be able to listen to their favorite FM or AM radio stations. But if they have the HD component to their radio, then they supposedly will get an upgrade to audio fidelity because they will then be listening to the digital version of that same analog broadcast.
And it
channel.
Also gives you those extra channels, like I was saying.
It can.
There's the 103.7 HD2.
Correct. Or 3 or 4. It can have. I don't think there's necessarily a limit except for the bandwidth, meaning that they could chop. What they can do is they can chop up a certain amount of bandwidth in different ways. So they can have the most bandwidth reserved for the main channel, and then on the secondary channel, it may not sound quite as good. If you do talk, it's probably no big deal, but if you're actually trying to have like high fidelity music, if they chop it up into like 3 or 4 different channels, you'll start to hear the difference. And in that case, the HD radio actually sounds much worse than the old analog version.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me.
There's more coming up here in moments. You can bring up anything that's on your mind. What's the word of the year, Daryl? You're going to tell us, at least from the folks over at Oxford. This is Free Talk Live.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.